Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, listen, I got some video audio I want to play for you in just a moment. We're going to pull up Representative Eric Mortensen, who confronted the governor yesterday. And this is all done unsolicited. It just happened sporadically and right on the spot. So I'm going to play that audio video for you in just a moment. And then we're going to pull up Eric Mortensen, rep from the state of Minnesota, and ask him what happened. How did that all transpire? So we'll get to that in just a moment. Before we get to that, friends, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. As you go over to the right side of the page, you will find us. And you can check us out on social media platforms. As a matter of fact, it's on the top part of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Also, go over to SOL Radio, not that one, SOL Radio Live, and go ahead and subscribe on that page as well. And we're growing exponentially, and we appreciate that, friends. And with that said, do subscribe to that page as well. BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You guys all seen this, right? Do as I say, but don't do as I do, Matthew 23, verse 3. Jesus calling them out to be hypocrites because that's what they are. They're pretenders. You all see Mr. Gavin Newsom here with Magic Johnson. Neither one of them have a mask on, right? But they're mandating that people in California, in the state of California, wear masks. And, of course, we know that they don't work, say, at the manufacturers. But with that said as well, friends, also to, well, you want to watch a governor squirm. I mean, there's no truth in this guy. He's an absolute hypocrite. I'm embarrassed for him. Again, this guy's playing a dangerous game for the games that he is playing with the people in the state of California. But again, I want you to hear him squirm as he's being confronted by reporters as to why it is that he's telling people in the state of California to put on a mask, but you yourself, sir, do not have a mask
judicious
on.
Yesterday, very judicious, and you'll see the photo that I did take where Magic was kind enough, generous enough to ask me for a photograph, and in my left hand's the mask, and I took a photo. The rest of the time I wore it, as we all should, not when I had a glass of water or a thing, and I encourage everybody.
He's not
else
a good liar,
so.
Friends, he really isn't, but none of them
it.
Are. That's it, he says. Look at him. There he begins.
I know you probably want to make that the last word on this, but given your history with this issue, should you maybe have reconsidered taking the mask off for the photo, for the image, the message that it,
yeah,
that it might send?
I mean, of course. I was trying to be gracious, and I made a mistake. You know, I mean, I was trying to be gracious and took the mask off for a brief second. I encourage people to continue wearing them.
I was very judicious. What I do, it's not wrong. It's
very judicious.
Just when my constituents that I'm supposed to serve do it, There's a real problem with that. We can't have that. Say it's the same guy that was caught in a French restaurant with all of his friends, like so many other politicians that say as I say, but don't do as I do. I wanted to show you this, too, because he said that he took his mask off to take a picture with that of Magic Johnson. Well, I want you to see that, friends. What he just said is not true in any sense of the word, because later on he was found sitting there. This is the fan cam, and you can clearly see he's not wearing his mask that he's telling everybody else that they should wear. Now, I got to ask the question to the American people, when are you going to figure out that this is a plandemic? Because, again, for all of you that are still seeking more information concerning this plandemic as being a fraud that it is, you've already been given all of that information. You don't need any more information. That's all you have to do is look at the pretenders that are selling it to you to understand what it's really about. And it's not about a plandemic. It's about forced compliance. And for those that do not know, people, these individuals, these globalists, what they do behind closed doors is they sit in a circle or stand in a circle 6 feet apart with their mask off because it depersonalizes them. It's a satanic ritual. You can call that whatever you want to call that, but the truth is the truth. And the fact of the matter is we need to deal with those that are pushing this plandemic for what it is and what it isn't. And the resolve is the same resolve that I always propose to the people on a global basis, that if you want this to stop, you are going to have to bring about justice upon the heads of those that are perpetuating these crimes against humanity and giving you information opposite to what the facts are. And if you'd like to go out and check up on the truth of what I just said concerning the facts, go to healthimpactnews.com, healthimpactnews.com, and you will understand right then and there as to the truth of the matter. When I get done talking to Eric in just a couple minutes here, he's going to be up on the other side of this hard break. I want to go back over to Canada because we see Justin Trudeau now attacking the protesters in Canada, talking about how they're the small portion of society. And he tries to belittle them in such a way that they always do, friends. They want to belittle the people's efforts because they all the well know that when the people on a global basis see the support for these protests, it's going to be all over for them. So I'm going to go over there. I'm going to let you listen to this little effeminate pansy, sodomite, Allah worshiping traitor to his own people in Canada, and then I'm going to show you the truth of the matter when it comes to the truckers and their protest in Ottawa. It's unprecedented. As a matter of fact, it's so large in scale that other countries are beginning to pick up that protest that started in Canada, and I'm talking about over in the Dutch nation, friends, where they're beginning to emulate that of what they're doing in Canada. This is spreading big time, friends. And you can suspect that the bad guys, again, they didn't want you to see it. But again, as we always say here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God in any sense of the word, friends. We want you to see who they are and what it is that they're about. I'll also talk a little bit about China and Russia and all of this distraction going on, because it's nothing more than distraction. It's psychological manipulation and warfare to continuously browbeat you into submission to this global order. And folks, we're going to have none of it. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. Waiting for Eric Mortensen to jump online. Eric, we need to get you on the phone ASAP. This is a national show. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, folks, that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, again, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, morning show, top right side of the page, subscribe, and or beforeitsnews.com as well. I'm going to show you this video. This is Eric Mortensen, rep from the state of Minnesota, who just happens to run into that of the governor, Tim Walz. And for those that didn't know, do remember that Tim Walz was not a resident of the state of Minnesota. I just did an interview with a guy named Shad Olson this morning. He went on tour back in the 90s with Tim Walz, where they spent some time in China. And he said that Tim Walz drank it all in. The Communist Manifesto, the Chinese model for government concerning the global order. And the list goes on and the list goes on. We all know throughout the United States of America that all of these governors that went along with this pandemic, we all understand that every single governor in every single state that did go along with this, we all understand that these are unconstitutional edicts. So therefore, they transgressed the very constitution that they themselves swore to uphold. And so, again, I want to show you what happened when Eric Mortensen actually ran into that of Tim Walz yesterday. And here we go. Check this out. This is pretty cool stuff that he had the opportunity. And listen carefully as to what he had to say here. Okay?
So, here. He exists in the flesh. He says he's good at this. He was just breaking, then he got elected governor without knowing anybody.
I said I got elected when I came here to work with people in Minnesota. Why would you do this? I don't understand it.
I just, people don't believe you exist. I've come by your office a dozen times and no one's ever there.
Well, I'm here and I do the work and I'd love to work together to find things to work for Minnesota.
Yeah, why don't you take Lisa Hansen out of jail? Why don't you do that? How do you feel about that, throwing Lisa Hansen in jail?
Okay, so if you remember Lisa Hansen, friends, we had her on the radio program a couple times. Tim Brown had her on in the morning show, and I had her on during the afternoon show. And what's of interest here, friends, is Lisa Hansen was a business owner that refused to bend the knee to the likes of Tim Walz. And so what they did is, finding out that the prosecutor in Albert Lea, Minnesota, was not qualified, she never swore to uphold the U.S. Constitution, but for some reason or another, she was allowed to prosecute Lisa Hansen, a business owner. And we also found that the judge was going along with AP. That would be administrative law, which is completely unconstitutional. Said Judge Goh, who should be removed, Article 3, Section 1, Article 2, Section 4, and prosecuted for his crimes against Lisa Hansen, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. It's interesting to note that this said judge told Lisa Hansen, the business owner that would not shut down at the request or forced compliance of that of tyrant Tim Walz, the state governor, that he said if you make reference to the Constitution one more time in his courtroom, she would be held in contempt. I'm not kidding. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this one more time. This is Eric Mortensen. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull him up on Zoom for you to all see. And again, friends, listen to this. Eric Mortensen running into the governor of the state of Minnesota. Listen carefully.
So here. He exists in the flesh. He says he's good at this. He was just breaking. Then he got elected governor without knowing anybody.
I said I got elected when I came here to work with people in Minnesota. Why would you do this? I don't understand it.
I just, people don't believe you exist. I've come by your office a dozen times and no one's ever there.
Well, I'm here and I do the work and I'd love to work together to find things to work for Minnesota.
Yeah, why don't you take Lisa Hansen out of jail? Why don't you do that? How do you feel about that, throwing Lisa Hansen in jail? You're a crook.
You're a crook. I mean, folks, can you imagine having said reps like this in every state of our union as to what could be done in changing our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. Eric, I got to ask you a question. Can you hear me okay first and foremost? Okay, we got to try that one more time. Okay, now we have Eric, do we not?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Perfect. Sounds good. Looks great. Wanted to ask you a question. What were your thoughts, your initial thoughts, when you looked over and finally seen Tim Walz incarnate? What were your thoughts?
I honestly couldn't believe it. I actually, and you can see the footage from the live footage from the house that they do on YouTube, I actually turned around and took a picture, a maskless selfie, mind you. I was the only one without a mask on the floor yesterday. I took a selfie with Walz behind me because I was so surprised after 13 months, I finally see the guy at the Capitol.
And you told me after you had called me, I was doing a show yesterday, Eric called me, and he showed me the video, which, by the way, I already seen. I wasn't sure if it was right because it didn't seem like it was lining up as to what he was saying. I was trying to make sense of it, so I wanted to confirm from you as to the facts of the matter concerning what did go on there. I noticed that when you said to Tim Walz, he exists. He exists. He almost kind of was taken back. He knew all the well what you were talking about. I also noticed, Eric, that he was passing out candy to the little kids that were going along with his little agenda. What was your take on all that?
Yeah, so you missed about half the interaction because I didn't record the first half. I was completely caught off guard by this. So he came up to me initially, and he offered me one of his lemon squares. And I turned around and looked at him and said, I wouldn't trust anything coming from you. And he said, well, what do you mean? We're on the same team here. And I said, well, is that what you tell the bar and restaurant owners you shoved out of business? Yeah. And that's when he said to me, he said, you know, I'm pretty good at this. Tim Walz says, I'm pretty good at this. I came here from out of state. I didn't know anybody, and I got elected governor. And I said, wow, so you're bragging about being a good politician. Good for you. And then, of course, I kick off that video saying he was just bragging about being a good politician. And then he completely changes his tone and says, no, I said I came here to work hard for Minnesotans. That is not what he told me at all. He was bragging on the House floor. of how good of a politician he was.
Well, that's what politicians are, right? They act one way in front of the people and the cameras, and then they're completely different behind closed doors. How much of a reality is that to what you see as to what I just said?
Oh, it's 100% true. I mean, that building is disgusting. I wish they should put a hose inside of the parking ramp when you're leaving so you can just hose yourself off. It is absolutely disgusting walking out of that building. Yeah, everybody's two-faced. I don't trust anybody in that building, quite honestly. And Governor Walz, he was so surprised when he claimed multiple times that we're on the same team here. And I'm thinking, I'm on the team of liberty. You're on the side of tyranny. We could not be on further opposite sides here. And then, of course, when I thought of Lisa Hansen and what he's put her through. I think she's going to be out of jail here on the 5th, but she's been in jail for almost 90 days for the crime of serving people, willing customers, cups of coffee at her bistro, where during the lockdowns, and of course, Governor Walz said that's unlawful, which was unconstitutional of him. But you could go do that at Starbucks, you could do that at Caribou, you could go to Target. You can get a cup of coffee at many of these big businesses, but you couldn't get one from the Interchange Bistro down on Albert Lake.
Yeah, well, you could get one, too, over there at Planned Parenthood. You could get one at the liquor store. You could go to the strip joint, and all that was open. And it's interesting, all of his corporate buddies, all those places were open, but the little guy, they were shut down. And if you dare stand up against us, well, we're going to throw you in jail, too. Speaking of Lisa Hansen, I have you for one more minute, Eric. I know that she's going to be released this Friday. How long has she been in jail? I believe 30 days. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, she was sentenced a full 90 days. I think she's going to get all 90 days. They're trying to give her a day. They're fighting to get her a day credit for the day she served in jail when she was in Iowa.
Okay. And so what are the other individuals on the floor doing about Lisa Hansen besides going along with Tim Walz?
I hear nothing. I went down to Lisa's house and the tornado went through and blew over her barn and some outbuildings. Her state representative wasn't there. Her state senator wasn't there. We had about 80 people from all across the state that drove in, but her representatives and senators were not any of those people.
Okay. So I have you probably for 30 seconds, Eric. What would you say to the people across the country as to what's happening here in the state of Minnesota? I commend you, by the way, for what you've done. I appreciate you, Eric. Speak to the other representatives as to what it is that they need to do in understanding that they need to rise now to the level of expectation concerning their sworn oaths.
Yeah, I mean, they need to take their oath seriously. They need to grow a backbone and start fighting for the things that they claim they're fighting for. Because tonight at 7 o'clock, caucuses all across the state, these state reps are going to be showing up and claiming they're fighting against these mandates, but yet they refuse to even take their own mask off on the House floor.
That's right. Thank you, man. Totally appreciate you, Rep. Eric Mortensen from the state of Minnesota. We'll talk to you soon, Eric. Thank you for your time once again. Totally appreciate you. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of jobs are still available for those looking for work. The Labor Department saying there were nearly 11 million job openings in December. That's a more than 1% increase from November and above what analysts had forecast. More than 4.3 million people quit their jobs. Texas is preparing for another winter storm to hit the state this week. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says power outages could result from multiple scenarios.
It could be either ice on power lines that would cause a power line to go down, or it could be ice on trees that causes a tree to fall and on power lines and cause the power line to go down.
President Biden is meeting with the Senate Judiciary Committee leaders to discuss the Supreme Court vacancy today. This is USA Radio News. A Monmouth University poll asked people if it agreed with the following statement. It's time we accept that COVID is here to stay and we just need to get on with our lives. According to the poll, 70% agreed with the statement, while 28% disagreed. Among Republicans, 89 agreed with the statement, and 9 disagreed. Among Independents, 71 agreed, and 26% disagreed. Democrats were nearly evenly divided, with 47% agreeing with the statement, but 51% disagreeing. Tom Brady has finally said he is done. After reports of his retirement surfaced Saturday and fueled days of rampant speculation, the quarterback said in an Instagram post he's retiring from the NFL. The quarterback, drafted out of Michigan in the 7th round, won 7 Super Bowl titles, 6 of them with the New England Patriots and the final one with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You know what? Got to have a little fun here, even if I have to do it by myself, because I'll tell you what, it is heavy, heavy stuff going on a global basis. And we all know where all of this heavy stuff is coming from. But if we don't want to deal with all of this, those, I should say, that are responsible for this heavy stuff, the heavy stuff's going to continue on. Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15 to the end of the chapter. Read it. Prove me wrong if you want to call in. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, friends, as you heard during the break, more propaganda, false polling to belittle the efforts of the people on a global basis. Well, you know, COVID's here to stay and 70% of the people agree with us. Really? Really? Isn't this what they always do, friends? Isn't this what they always do? They always belittle the opposition. This is how they do what they do. Folks, listen to me carefully. 350 million people in this country tolerating the crimes of less than 1.7% of the population. The mainstream media bolsters the 1.7% of the population in wanting to for you to believe that they are the majority, the 1.7% of the population, over the 350 million people. This is how all dictators get away with what they get away with, just so you know. Next topic, Canada. Trudeau denounces anti-vaccine protesters. The little globalist sold out to his masters that are using him to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, just like his father, John 8:44, is wanting to continuously lie, steal, and destroy some more. The Canadian Prime Minister slams intimidation, vandalism, and racist flags at demonstrations organized by some far-right activists. Folks, if you're ruled by law, there isn't a far-right and a far-left. You're ruled by law, okay? So let's get rid of all of that nonsense. They're trying to criminalize those that actually agree with the law by calling them far right. That's what they're doing here, just so you have an understanding. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has denounced symbols of hatred and division that were on display during mass demonstrations by anti-vaccine truckers and their supporters in the capital, Ottawa. Speaking to reporters on Monday, Trudeau said that while people have a right to protest, hate can never be the answer. You know what hate is, just so you know? Here, let me define it for you. If you stand against the globalist narrative, they are trying to demonize you by polarizing you and trying to convince others that you're a hater for agreeing with the law that exposes them for the crimes that they're guilty of transgressing. Okay? If I'm right in saying this, this is also the same guy, if I'm right, that called the mass amount of the people in Canada the fringe minority. You remember this? Folks, it just amazes me as I'm sitting here listening to the things that we're talking about. Now we're in the manifestation of it. Before we were prophetically being led to give it to you, now we're here. Romans 8:14. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. Okay, here, let me show you that fringe minority that Justin Trudeau wants you to believe is the fringe minority. Okay, oh, you know what? Here, I'll just do this. I'll just go back over to this and show you for yourselves as to what is happening so you can again see for yourselves so you know that it was coming from them rather than coming from us, okay? Here we go. Check this out. It's protesters all over the country.
Passport mandates, it's too invasive. It just goes against everything that we have known as a democratic people.
Well, look at that. Fringe minority. Isn't that amazing, folks? The massive amounts of people in Canada standing up against Justin Trudeau and his masters.
The pandemic is a problem. However, we've got to look around us and see also what we're doing when we're implementing all these mandates. You know, we cannot kill the patient in the name of curing them. We cannot do that, guys. So we're going to stand free. That's what we're going to do.
Now they're showing truckers stopping up the highways because they will not go along with what's going on here.
Vaccination for transportation sector, for the airline sector, for marine sector, for the rail.
You see what they're doing, friends? They're garnering control and wielding control over every facet of the lives of the people in Canada. Rest assured, it's well on its way here in the States, the United States of America, friends. Just so you know, just so you know. The protests have been peaceful. Oh, look at that fringe minority, friends. Oh, my goodness. Yep, now the world is beginning to emulate. Oh, now they're saying far-right and white supremacist narratives are now being set. No, friends, rest assured, what's happening with that, they're just merely sending in provocateurs to equate to this peaceful movement. They want to demonize the people that are standing up against the corruption in that prospective country. Let me go over to the Dutch, and I want to show you what's happening just to show you how they're allowing, their cruelties are swelling our ranks, not just in Canada or in the United States of America, but on a global basis. What I'm going to show you now is what's happening over there concerning the Dutch people, and it's so refreshing, friends. It really is, because it shows you that the people are not going to bow the knee as a bunch of serfs. to globalist masters. They're just not going to do it. And this is why, as a matter of fact, you're hearing this Russia and war with Russia and the United States, and China's over there doing their thing. Notice it's always those three. But keep in mind, it's nothing but distraction, friends, because what you need to understand is they're all calling for a new world order. So what are they doing? They're creating chaos to bring in a new order is what they're attempting to do here. So I want to keep you awake, America. I want to keep you awake. This is, again, happening in that of the Dutchland. And it seems like they're wide awake, too, and they are not going to put up with it neither. Now, I got to say this. After doing an interview with Chad Olson from the state of South Dakota this morning, he's an Emmy Award winner. He's very well put together. He's a smart guy. And he began to bring up some points about Russia and China and the war that may be on its way into full-fledged manifestation of war. I had to say, listen, guy, I just got to tell you that Russia is, as I just said a moment ago, calling for a new world order. China is calling for a new world order. They're playing off each other, smoke and mirrors, and it's a dog and pony show merely to distract the people away from what's going on. And as I said during the last segment, friends, this is psychological manipulation. They're trying to get the people to bow. They're trying to distract you from what really matters. The people on a global basis are in defiance towards tyranny. They don't want you paying attention to that because they know that when the rest of America finally wakes up, it's all over for them because the orders concerning this pandemic, friends, are derived from the People's White House in America. Don't ever forget that. That's why foreigners are looking to Americans to put a stop to what's going on here. I'm going to go ahead and take Joshua from New York. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I concur with you. Also, the art of war, if you take the art of war, if you read it and study it, and then you pay attention to what's been going on the last 100 years, you can clearly put the art of war and lay out all the plans, and for instance, the welfare system, where they have all these illegal immigrants come over and then use the welfare system. That's part of the art of war, using your enemy's resources to sustain you while you're over there, destroying their country or whatever their land. And so there's just other things, too. So the art of war people should look into, not just the Bible. I say people should read both the Bible and Art of War and be very well equipped with understanding how things work in this world. You know what I mean? But other than that, I agree. This is psychological tactics with the whole 40% agree or whatever. Like, no, dude, the reason why they're saying that is because nobody agrees. So they're trying to get people convinced.
Exactly right.
If they're already convinced, then they wouldn't be saying it. You know what I mean? They
exactly.
They wouldn't need to do it. So,
yeah,
I agree.
I appreciate it. Folks, if you want to call in, please do. Thank you, Joshua from New York, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Boy, I almost just want to show you a little more, if you wouldn't mind. By the way, we always go to the Bible because I want people to understand that all the miseries and all the evils which men suffer from, namely vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Okay? So when we fail to uphold God's laws, we have war. And those that are creating the war always want to omit the truth, which is always the first casualty to that war. And speaking of which, it's interesting, we're talking about many of the things that we were talking about during the interview this morning with my friend Chad Olson. But I want you to understand who's precipitating this war, who's creating these wars. The bad guys are. And the Lord said that, listen, if you're not going to obey me and my commandments, then I'm going to turn that nation into hell. Read Psalm 9, verse 16 and 17 when you get a moment. Let me go back to a Nazi, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he said, because it's exactly what's happening here. For those that fail to understand what he's saying, history will repeat itself if you don't put a stop to it. This is Hermann Göring, okay? During the Nuremberg trials, this is what he said. You know what? I'm going to take a hard break. I don't want you to miss this. This is what you need to hear. because you need to understand that it's the politicians back in the 30s that brought the Nazis to power and the disgusting crimes that were committed, said Karl Deunitz, the would-be Führer under Adolf Hitler. History's repeating itself, friends. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so here it is. This is Hermann Göring, okay? During the Nuremberg trials, after the genocide, after the atrocities were allowed. By the way, Martin Niemöller, he wrote a book after the Holocaust blaming the evangelical church for helping Adolf Hitler to power. Don't forget that. That's a fact, okay? I want you to listen to what's going on. He said, Hermann Göring did, at the Nuremberg trials, naturally the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor America, nor for that matter in Germany. By the way, can I stop right there? Hey folks, if you want to end a war, send the politicians. If the politicians want a war, let them fight. Put them in a cage. Let them fight to the death. Rather than the innocent boys going over, fighting, bleeding, and dying, only to find out after the fact, like Smedley Butler told us, it's about dollars and cents. And if you want to really get agitated and angry, a righteous indignation, let me tell you what Henry Kissinger said, that our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. Folks, If you want to end war, let me say it again. I'll say this a couple times because this will spread throughout the ranks. If you want to end war, send the politicians. If you want to end war, send the politicians. Then there will be no war. You understand? And it's interesting how they love to talk about war, and yet they've never been to war. And if you talk to somebody that's been in war, they don't want to talk about war. You see how that works? Again, if you want to end war, send the politicians, friends. It's really that simple. Here, let's go back to Hermann Göring. He said, naturally, the common people don't want war. They don't want war in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor for that matter in Germany. He said, that is understood, Hermann Göring. He said, but the people can always be brought to the bidding of their leaders. That is easy, he said. All you have to do is tell them that they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for their lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. Just accuse them of what you're guilty of. Friends, that is totalitarianism. That is authoritarianism. That is whatever ism that you want to call it. That's what the devil does, Revelation 12:10. He's the accuser of the brethren. That's what he is. Okay? I want to bring you over to Canada again. I just feel like sharing this with you. And then I want to bring you over to a woman that confronted a school board. And I want you, folks, this is probably hands down the best speech under 3 minutes that I have heard coming from a parent towards the school board. I mean, it's just hands down. But let me bring you back over to that of Canada really quick. And I want you to see this again for yourself. This is the fringe minority, said the little effeminate criminal over there who's working for his globalist buddies. And again, I want you to see this for yourself. Because you can't make it up, folks. You just can't make it up. Yeah, there's the fringe minority. And remember, during the last week, we took the time to show you the live feed was a still photo that was given by the parliament to give the impression to the people in Canada no one was out protesting. Really? Do you see anybody protesting here, friends? Because there's a whole lot of people protesting, isn't there? This is our neighbors on the southern or on the northern borders, forgive me. And they are our brothers. And I'll tell you what, they're fighting for the same things that we want here. And again, Americans, we need to understand that we need to get busy here so we can put a stop to all this. You know what's crazy? It just stated no vax mandates. The governments throughout the globe still have to produce the law that says that they have the derived authority or delegated authority in implementing that which is constitutional, and they can't do it. I think about that. Yeah, but this is the fringe minority again. I just wanted you to see, friends. They want you to believe that nobody's out there doing anything, and here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we want you to see the truth of the matter, and the truth of the matter is the people out there are out in numbers in a big way. Okay, so enough said. And now what I want to do is I want to get over. You know, over here in America, I can look on our live scroll right now, and I know Americans, they don't want to burden themselves for what's going on in Canada. Here, listen to me, and I want you to listen to me carefully, all you apathetic do-nothings. You are going to be brought into this fight, regardless if you like it or not. Mark my words, mark them right now. February 1st, 2:53 and 34 seconds. Bradley Dean said, all to these apathetic people in this country that don't deserve the freedoms in which they have, I want you to listen carefully and write it down. You will be brought into this battle. You will be brought into this battle. Amos 6:3 has been recited to you, referenced 1,000 times from this show, and you can mark His word, it's coming. It's coming. And when we get there, I'll see my numbers just shoot up way over the top. You know, Bradley, I knew you were right in what you were saying. And, you know, I just, let me tell you what I don't want to tell you. I'm a fair-weathered friend, and I'm afraid, and I want to run to God again because I'm afraid of the consequence of disobeying Him right now. Well, that's not coming to God on his terms, friends, in the sense of if you're brought by the Holy Ghost, you're being convicted of sin, righteousness, and judgment. That's one thing. But if you're coming because you're trying to save your own skin, that's not scriptural in any sense of the word. Just so you know, go serve your gods, enjoy them all the time that you have, because your days are numbered. And remember what I'm telling you. You will be brought into this fight. Okay? Just so you know. You know what? I got a call from Mesa, Arizona. You know what? We used to come out to Mesa, Red Mountain Tea Party. We were the Tea Party favorite out there, and we were there several times. I bet you are suffering, Linda, in Arizona today, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. I've got a cold.
Oh, and what's the temperature? What, 85, 90? What is it?
No, it's more like 65. It's a little chillier.
Oh, my goodness. I think we're at like 1 degree here in the state of Minnesota. But we have a short amount of time. I've got about 3 minutes, Linda. Go ahead and make your comments or your question, whatever it may be.
Well, I just wanted to relate something to you. I live in a retirement community, and when we got here in October, there were mask signs on the door saying that if you weren't fully vaccinated, you were going to have to wear a mask. And I was confronted several times, and I finally got a letter written to our board here. And the long and the short of it, it's only taken me a couple months, but the long and the short of it, I finally got them to remove the signs from the doors and quit harassing me as an unvaccinated individual. And I just wanted to share that with people out there who might be on the fence thinking, what can I do? You know, it's really, we can all do something. And like I said, it takes some tenacity maybe and some courage, but I've had some, a little success. So that was just something that I wanted to share so that, like I said, it can be maybe a comfort and encouragement to others.
Thank you, ma'am. I totally appreciate it, Linda. Enjoy your weather. I got to get over to this piece that I want to show you really quick, and I will play it out for the time that is allotted. You ready for this? This is fantastic, folks. Listen to what this woman says.
My name is Kate Serino. So we keep hearing this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Even our own local media pushes this narrative. In a recent OBX Voice article, Mark Jerkovitz defined vaccinated as those who've received two doses of Pfizer, Moderna, or one of J&J. This is not completely accurate. In fact, listen carefully. The CDC definition of fully vaccinated is those who are 2 weeks beyond their final dose. For clarity, let's dig into some examples. So Jack gets his first Moderna vaccine and dies a week later from an unfortunate adverse reaction. He is classified by health officials as an unvaccinated death. He had one dose. Jill gets her second Pfizer vaccine and 13 days later tests positive. She is classified as an unvaccinated COVID case because she's less than 2 full weeks post her last dose. This is flagrant data manipulation, folks, and some might call it fraud. Does it strike you as odd that citizens are being offered free donuts, lottery money, burgers, marijuana, and beer for vaccine compliance across the country in the name of public health? Does it seem outrageous that PCR tests that we've relied upon for 2 years have now been pulled by the FDA and CDC for failure to differentiate between COVID and the flu? The flu just didn't magically disappear last year, guys. Does it seem suspect that the quarantine metrics keep changing in an increasingly bizarre manner? The current toolkit rewards compliance. The fully vaxxed and boosted have no quarantine imposed, despite their well-documented ability to both contract and spread virus. And is it not curious to you that the FDA and CDC wish to wait 75 years to publish data related to their vaccine studies? Folks, there's something really, truly ugly going on here. And if you still don't understand the bigger plan, please research Agenda 21, The Great Reset, or Rockefeller.
So, folks, what we're going to do is we will get back to this tomorrow. It's about a three-minute video. I'll play it for you tomorrow. By the way, on social media platforms, I just posted the article with Tim Walz and Rep. Eric Mortensen. Check it out. It's on the bottom of the feed. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.